Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, July 7, 2025, through Friday, July 11, 2025. Monday, July 7, 2025. Business owner pleads guilty to fraud and money laundering schemes. Yevhen Yegezeryan pleaded guilty to 13 counts of an indictment charging him with conspiracy, healthcare fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering in connection with his execution of a variety of schemes. The charges arose from the defendant's commission of fraud offenses targeting, among others, government programs, including through the use of shell companies and false identities, between January 2020 and April 2024. The defendant's fraud offenses targeted two government programs which offered relief during the COVID-19 pandemic, the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program and the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program. In addition, the defendant admitted that he participated in a scheme to defraud the Medicaid program. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, July 8, 2025. Eight indicted in transnational fraud scheme. Eight individuals were charged for their roles in orchestrating and executing an elaborate transnational fraud and money laundering scheme targeting elderly citizens in the United States and Canada. To date, law enforcement has identified approximately 300 individuals in at least 37 states, including several in Rhode Island, who have been defrauded. At this time, victims are estimated to have suffered known losses exceeding $5 million. However, investigators have identified a bank account through which approximately $16 million in additional suspected fraud funds appear to have been laundered. To carry out the scheme, members of the conspiracy sent pop-up messages to seniors' computers, often styled to appear as they were originating from a well-known technology company. The messages contained various false claims, including that the victims' financial accounts had been compromised, that their computers had been hacked, or that the victims had been identified as a target of criminal investigation. The pop-up message contained information that directed victims to call a live agent, who informed the victims that their financial assets were at risk or could be garnished, but that they, the agent, could assist in protecting their assets. During a series of calls, victims were connected with other persons who falsely claimed to be representatives of the victims' financial institutions and/or government agencies, including the Federal Trade Commission and the Federal Reserve Bank. These representatives were, in fact, members of the conspiracy. During these calls, some victims were instructed that, in order to protect their assets, they should initiate a transfer of their funds from their accounts via wire transfers and cryptocurrency transfers to accounts controlled by agencies the scammers purportedly represented. Other victims were told to withdraw their funds in cash and purchase gold bars and turn them over to a purported government courier who would come to their home for transfer to a secure government location. Still others were told to simply turn the cash over to a courier for safekeeping by the government. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, July 9, 2025. Former IRS employee pleads guilty to tax fraud and Social Security fraud. Kathleen Mannion, a former IRS employee, pleaded guilty to filing false tax returns in order to fraudulently obtain tax refunds and stealing Social Security benefits. From 1998 to 2009, Mannion worked as an IRS contract representative in Andover, Massachusetts. Between approximately July 2020 through April 2023, Mannion prepared and filed income tax returns for other individuals with the IRS. Even though Mannion prepared these returns on behalf of other individuals, she did not list herself as the tax return preparer. Instead, Mannion prepared the returns to appear as if the taxpayers prepared the returns on their own. Further, Mannion listed ineligible dependents on the tax returns, resulting in higher refund amounts for which the taxpayers did not qualify, all without the knowledge of the taxpayers. Mannion also filed forms with the IRS directing that a portion of the fraudulently obtained tax refunds be deposited in her personal bank accounts, which she then used for her personal benefit. Separately, between April and October 2020, Mannion applied for Social Security retirement, spouse and widow benefits with the Social Security Administration via telephone for other individuals. Unbeknownst to these beneficiaries, Mannion directed SSA to deposit the Social Security benefits in her personal bank accounts, which she also used for her personal benefit. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, July 10, 2025. Chief Executive Officer of Digital Asset Company found guilty in multi-million dollar crypto fraud scheme. Brandon John Caroni was found guilty on all counts of a three-count indictment charging him with conspiracy to commit securities fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering. The charges arose from the defendant's and his co-conspirators' roles in defrauding investors in a decentralized finance digital asset called SafeMoon, issued by their company, SafeMoon LLC. As alleged, the defendant agreed with his co-conspirators to lie to SafeMoon investors about whether SafeMoon executives could access the liquidity pool and whether they were using the assets from the liquidity pool for their personal benefit. The verdict followed a 12-day trial before U.S. District Judge Eric R. Committee. When sentenced, Caroni faces up to 45 years in prison. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, July 11, 2025. Largest ever seizure of funds related to crypto confidence schemes. The U.S. Attorney's Office has filed a civil forfeiture complaint in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia against more than $225.3 million in cryptocurrency. According to the complaint, the U.S. Secret Service and the FBI used blockchain analysis and other investigative techniques to determine that the cryptocurrency is connected to the theft and laundering of funds from victims of cryptocurrency investment fraud schemes, commonly referred to as cryptocurrency confidence scams. The complaint alleges that the cryptocurrency addresses that held over $225.3 million in cryptocurrency were part of a sophisticated blockchain-based money laundering network that executed hundreds of thousands of transactions and was used to conceal the nature, source, control, and ownership of proceeds derived from cryptocurrency investment fraud. The scam operators dispense proceeds across an extensive group of cryptocurrency addresses and accounts on the blockchain to conceal the source of the illicitly obtained funds. Source: U.S. Attorney's Office, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.